Good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We are grateful to Him for that. Let me encourage you from this very powerful scripture of Apostle Paul to the Church of Galatians. In the book of Galatians, chapter 2, verse 20, it writes, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Hallelujah. You know, Apostle Paul asks a question to the Corinthian church in 1 Corinthians 3:16. Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit lives in you? You know, one can almost hear that Apostle Paul is exhorting the carnal Christians at Corinth with these strong words, how important it is that believers realize with conviction that the earthly bodies are the residence of the living God. Such an awareness should cause us to have an earnest concern for the proper care of one of our bodies. It is also the motivation we need for Christ-like living, to allow His perfection to be demonstrated in our mortal flesh. C.H. Forrest said, Oh, to be saved from myself, dear Lord. Oh, to be lost in Thee. Oh, that it may be no more I, but Christ that lives in me. My dear brothers and sisters, the evidence of true conversion is the growing awareness of Christ within us, as the Holy Spirit confirms this fact with our human spirit in Romans 8:16. He says what? That the Spirit of God assures our human spirit that we are the children of God. As we mature in the Christian faith, we appreciate increasingly the biblical truth of the glorious identification and security that are ours. God is in Christ. Christ is in us, and we are in Christ. Nothing can ever defeat or destroy such a divine union. Isn't that wonderful? So let's take courage to live with the confidence of an indwelling Christ who promises to help us to do all things through His strength, as mentioned in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. So encourage you, my dear brothers and sisters, be blessed. Live for Christ. Let Jesus, the hope of glory, be seen through your and my life today. And let the world see the glory of Christ living within us. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have added into our lives. There are many people who couldn't see this day, many who are terminally ill. But, oh Father God, could not realize that they have entered yet another day. But you had been gracious and merciful unto us. You had been kind unto us. You had been good unto us. Lord, your goodness never fails. Lord, your word says your goodness and mercy follows us every day of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forevermore. Lord God Almighty, today I pray that you'll give us the grace as your people, that Christ will be magnified in our mind and in our body. Lord, that we'll offer our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you. So that, Lord, your word says that it will be a spiritual and a pleasing sacrifice unto the Lord God Almighty. I pray, O Lord God Almighty, we thank you that the kingdom of God is within us. The Spirit of God is within us, that you dwell in us. And we thank you for that, O God. Lord God Almighty, I pray that today, as your flock steps out into their jobs, into the businesses and running the errands for the day, I release your anointing upon them. I release your heavenly intervention to take place in their lives. Your grace and your glory will abound upon them. You will bless the work of their hands. You will establish them. You will flourish them, and you will prosper them. Because you are a God who blesses your children. I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst. Lord, I send forth your word into their bodies, into their brains, and I speak health, strength, vigor, vitality to be their portion. I rebuke every manner of sickness, and I cast every sickness out, get out, and enter into that body again no more. For by your wounds and by your stripes, Jesus, we were healed and made whole. We thank you for that. We give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.